Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we worship you and praise you and thank you for the beautiful day. We ask you to bless the Word of God as it goes out today. Father, I ask you to reveal yourself to people as they hear your mighty Word, that we may know and understand more about who we are and what we can do in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, thank you for the word. I rebuke the enemy and command him not to steal a word out of anybody's mind or heart today. Now, Lord, thank you for revealing your word to us in Jesus' name. Amen. We're continuing on today to talk about understanding who we are in Christ. As we continue to understand about who we are as children of the King, the first thing you have to know after you become a born-again Christian, is that you have to understand how to get faith. So Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if faith comes by hearing, knowledge comes by hearing, faith comes by hearing, understanding comes by hearing, and by revelation from the Holy Ghost, then it looks like the best thing for us to do as Christians is to get into our owner's manual and start reading this thing and studying it. Now, don't read this book like a novel. You read this book like an owner's manual. I mean, this book is an owner's manual. You read it like you'd read a manual about how you're going to work on your car, how you're going to work on your dishwasher or your clothes washer. You read this book, it tells you what to do, what not to do. It tells you what makes things work and what makes things not work. So then faith or knowledge comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, a lack of knowledge of God's Word is the greatest hindrance to your faith. You can't walk in faith or power with God if you don't know these things, because He is a faith God, and without faith it's impossible to please Him. So how do you get faith? The Word of God has its own answer, by hearing the Word. Now, in 2 Corinthians 5:21, says, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Now, what did he say? Who are we? We are the righteousness of God in him. Well, who's in him? That's Christ. If once he saved us, we become the righteousness of God in him, in Jesus, you have redemption. Now, Hebrews 9:12 says, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. He obtained eternal redemption for you and I. Now, Romans 10:9-10 tells us that what we confess with our mouth and believe with our heart, it will bring the blessing of God. So, let's look up here in the scripture some of the places where it says you are in him, in Christ, in whom, and then let's begin to confess this is who I am. This is what is mine in him, and your faith level will begin to increase. Now then, then you will begin to see and believe God's word about healing of your body. The scripture says, what are our redemptive rights as a Christian? Well, let's see what the scripture says about this. What are our redemptive rights as a Christian? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6 and 7 says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made us accepted in the beloved. Now think about that. Verse 7, in him, in Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Now then, let's kind of take these apart. From what are we redeemed? Number one, from sin. Number two, from the hand of the enemy, Satan, and it gives us authority over Satan. Now, if you begin to understand that you've been redeemed from sin. Now, if you've been redeemed from sin, that means you don't have to sin no more. In fact, Paul tells us over and over and over, and several of the other apostles do also, that we are not to sin anymore. We are to stop sinning totally, completely. John told us that. Peter told us that. Paul told us that. Over and over and over, they said we are to die to sin and live unto righteousness. Now, if we have been redeemed from sin, then why should we go out and sin anymore? We're not supposed to. If you do mess up somewhere along the line, you have that scripture we talked about in 1 John 1:9 where you can confess your sin, and if you confess that sin, the Lord will forgive you and restore you to fellowship. But don't have to confess sin every day. You know, stay free of sin. Walk holy before God. And if you do, then you won't open no doors to the devil. He won't have no legal right to attack you. And then when you come to the Lord, you can come to him in faith and ask him for anything, and he'll do it for you. But you must be free from sin. But you were redeemed from sin when you accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. And you also were redeemed from the hand of the enemy, which is Satan. And also you were given authority over him. In other words, he has to now be subject to you. When you tell him what to do, him and his demons, they have to do it. So when I learned that, that's one of the greatest things. I mean, of course, there's so many wonderful things I've learned about the Word of God. But you talk about making a difference in the way I done business. When I realized that I had power over the devil, when a spirit of heaviness, a spirit of depression, a spirit of rejection, a spirit of fear, any of those things tried to come and put themselves on me, I just turned and in the name of Jesus, I said, it is written. Luke 10:19-20, you have to be subject to me. I have been given all power over you. So according to Luke 10:19-20, Satan, I demand that you take that spirit of fear or that spirit of strife or whatever it is, and you take it and go, and don't you come back to my house in the name of Jesus. Now, when I realized and I learned that I had power over the enemy to tell him what to do and that he had to flee, I mean, that's just like he tries to put a headache on you. You tell him, take that spirit of pain and leave you and don't come back. I've seen headaches leave by the dozens. I don't even know how many. I've seen instantly healed. Carpal tunnel, that's a spirit of infirmity. You speak to it in the name of Jesus, and it goes away. I don't know how many people I've seen Jesus heal when I would speak to that spirit and command it to leave. Now then, these are things that you must learn and learn how to do. Now, not only have you been redeemed from the hand of the enemy, Satan, and given authority over the devil, but that devil, he has to be subject to you. Now, I want to give you a few scriptures here that will confirm what I'm telling you. Luke 10:19-20. In fact, verse 18, Jesus said, and I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. So somewhere way back yonder, Satan was cast out of heaven, and he came to the earth. Today, Satan is bound to the earth. He's running around on the earth. Somewhere, he's on the earth. But you and I, according to Luke 10:19-20, Jesus said, he has given you and me all authority and all power over the enemy, and he shall in no wise hurt us as Christians. But most Christians don't know that, so he has a pretty good heyday with most of us. And then in Colossians 2:15, it says that Jesus triumphed over him, completely disarmed him, defeated him, and triumphed over him completely, nailing the cross, nailing the law to the cross, and taking away Satan's legal right to accuse us. So it's amazing when these scriptures become a revelation to you. And Hebrews 2:14 says it took away him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Jesus took all power away from him who had the power of death, that is the devil. And then 1 John 3:8, it says Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. So if Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, he destroyed the works of the devil. So when you begin to get a hold of these promises, you will learn that our Savior completely defeated Satan 2,000 years ago, stripped him of all of his power and armament, and you and I don't have to put up with that beast no more. Not at all do we have to put up with him. We have been given power over him. We can beat him. He has already been beaten. So We don't have to yield him in sickness and disease, pain, suffering, or nothing. By faith, we can command him to leave, and he has to go away. Also, it says we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. In Galatians 3, 13 and 14, it says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now then, again, this requires that you know this. When you get saved, you had to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior by faith in His Word. Now, most people, that's as far as they'll ever go. Most people never learn. Most Christians that I've come in contact with never knows these other things. But through a dedicated study of the Word of God, you will learn that that was just the very beginning of Christ saving you. When you get a hold of that, that is the first step in the plan of salvation. After that, you're supposed to be a warrior, and you're supposed to go. You're supposed to learn who you are, what you can do, who the enemy is, the power you have over him. And you're supposed to learn how to walk in power over the enemy, free of sin, free of sickness and disease. And it is absolutely a wonderful place when you get a hold of all this, realizing that when the devil does come, and he will come, he will come and he will put symptoms upon you. He will put pain and suffering upon you. He'll put all kinds of things upon you, trying to get you to yield to him. But you don't have to yield to him. Now then, if you're living in some kind of sin and you're breaking all of God's rules, then you're in trouble, because the devil's there because God sent him. And he says he does in his word. Now, if you don't love the Lord and serve him and put him first, he will send the devil against you to attack you. And then you will come up under what the Bible calls the curse of God. Now, when the curse of God comes upon you, you're in trouble. You don't want to live there. You want to walk in obedience to God's word. Now, then, if you will walk in obedience to his word and study his word, and after not only in Galatians 3:13-14 are we redeemed from the curse of the law, but that we might receive the promises of the Spirit through faith. Well, what in the world are those promises? Well, let me tell you, the summary of the Abrahamic covenant is clearly laid out in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. And that will tell you what we can receive by faith. We'll talk about that tomorrow. If you'd like some teachings on all of these things, give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you a box of audio video teachings, free and postpaid. And if you want to go to our website, www.tlsm.org, there you can learn all about our healing schools. We teach two a month, and also where we're going to be speaking, and we'll be able to send you free and postpaid audio and videotapes. Have a blessed day in Christ.